principalities are like higher powers, governments, or even spiritual powers, you know, things that are just locked in the world and so on and so forth. The powers, things from the present, things from the past, even things from the future, or height or depth or any other creature. Nothing's going to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm persuaded. Are you persuaded? Maybe you think you are. The greatest thing you can have in that is the testimony that is given. And that testimony is the righteousness that he gives, that we receive by faith. Because that allows things to witness for you. The law will witness. The word of God will be a witness on your behalf. Because you can look at these things that Paul has written and you're saying, God, I see all that stuff being fulfilled in me. The reason I have trust, because I look at the thing, I look at the apostles. I don't think if you think the apostles are a liar, then stop following the apostles of God. All right, the apostles of Jesus Christ. Don't follow them if you think they're liars, because he teaches that we can mortify the deeds of the body. He teaches that we can put away sin in our lives. He teaches that we can live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present world. And we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. We can do these things. We can add to virtue patience, and to patience brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, etc., etc. We can have all those things. They can all be added to us and multiplied in us. And that's the great message of Paul in Romans, that by faith, the children of God, the sons of God, obtain all these promises. And in it you see his confidence that he has in Christ. And all his dedication and all the things he suffered on behalf of the Lord. That he truly could say, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. I mean, the guy was stoned to death or nearly to death. And he ultimately went down to his death in his testimony for the Lord.